This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening partnership between India and the UAE. The participants are Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
Today we are discussing the relationship between India and the United Arab Emirates. We see that a very strategic partnership agreement has been signed today for the development and launching of UAE's payment card scheme, which will be based on the RuPay card. The Union Commerce and Industry Minister, Piyush Goyal, who is currently on a two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, signed this agreement in Abu Dhabi. Mr. Aneja, when you see this significant agreement in the backdrop of the India-UAE ties, how significant is this step that has been achieved by the signing of this agreement?
Simranji, this is a pivotal moment in the relationship between India and the UAE. I mean, you have this relationship which is historic, but in the modern era, it was based, first of all, in cheap labor supply going to India to the Middle East, including UAE. And the construction boom following the oil boom in these countries and formation of OPEC, etc., which gave them the financial muscle power. Now, that was an equation which went on for many years, but I think that changed. From blue-collar workers, we started getting managerial content. As India grew, we also provided white-collar workers as well in the Gulf economies, including. So that was one phase of transition. And of course, we were getting buying oil from the UAE. Now, with the signing of this agreement, this is altogether a new level. It's a moment of inflection in the relationship between India and UAE. Because now you are getting into the high-tech sectors. You are getting into the future economy. From hydrocarbons and conventional energy, you are going into new energy and renewable energy. Wind, solar, you know, and then batteries for electric cars. Space collaboration, which is extensive and collaborative, and where you are, it's not a buyer-seller relationship, where you are partners in developing new technologies, future technology. Shows the scale of UAE's ambition as well as India's rise together. So this agreement which has come in, which all the new sectors coming in, this is taking India-UAE relations to an altogether new level. And the framework for that has been set in with these agreements. And within that framework, now over the years, we'll find concrete projects which are going to come in.
Mr. Aneja, we also see that the India-UAE relationship has also grown in strength. If we look at the developments in the last 3-4 years, we also see a greater interest by UAE for investing into India, and also by India as reaching out to the UAE as a more reliable, as a closer partner. We've seen I2U2 development, and in the presidency of India in G20, UAE was invited as a special guest. We have seen UAE will become a full member of the BRICS in January 2024. How do you see these strategic developments tying up with the economic development and with the relationship with India as a whole?
Simranji, you have to look at the holistic relationship. And that is a relationship which is growing so rapidly. Now, when you talk about I2U2, now, that is a very important four-pillared relationship, which brings in the US, which brings in Israel, UAE, India together. Sky's the limit. You've got to define projects within this framework. So that's one pillar which is already there for the future. And then I think what is most important is to recognize the importance of this India-Middle East corridor, which has been signed during the on the sidelines of the G20. Now, this is a complete game changer of linking India, Middle East, and right up to Europe. An altogether new corridor, which should be equivalent to the Suez Canal. So imagine once you build corridors, it opens up so much more scope for investment, for manufacturing, industrialization, and trade. So that is an initiative which will leapfrog the quality of the relationship. It's a game-changing event of a global nature. So that is happening. UAE has taken a strategic decision of trusting India as one of the major growth drivers on the global scale, because they know the quality of Indian workforce, because the experience with India, plus the people-to-people contact it builds. And UAE is watching. You do something like a Chandrayaan, they know that you are in the top league now. And most importantly, unlike smaller countries, which may be interesting destinations for putting in your investment, India has scalability, the capacity to absorb technology, to scale it up, which makes it cost effective, and to become a fulcrum in the global trading system. You are, till now, China is called the workshop of the world. But because of certain reasons, countries want to diversify their supply chains. And they see as India as a parallel destination on the scale of China. So that's the vision with which UAE is looking at India, which is overriding. You're not having any of the prejudices. There was a time, there was a hyphenation between UAE's relationship between Pakistan and India. I mean, all that's gone because these are new horizons which open up not with these other countries, but with India. And UAE recognizes that. So I think it's on a growth and new thematic lines are coming into it. We have to catch up with the speed at which the opportunities can be fully utilized in terms of smart decision making here, because this is the rising tide. And when the West is slowing down on the other end, and you have wars like Ukraine, etc., and food is, by the way, another element which UAE will look for India because it doesn't grow much. So for food security angle as well, India is, and plus it doesn't have the conflict zones which are emerging in Europe and in some other geographies. So UAE sees India as an island of stability, scalability, and a huge potential for its own interests, and not only confined to its own interests, to project itself in partnership with India on a global scale. New ballgame altogether now. And this particular agreement is a part of this exciting uncharted territory which we are moving in, that is India, UAE, and large parts of the emerging economies. And tied with that will also be the rise of the global south.
Mr. Anira, as you have explained in detail how the India-UAE relationship is strengthening, changing as the world order also changes around us. We've also seen many people say that the core strength of the India-UAE relationship is the economic part of the relationship. And according to FTI Markets, since 2003, there have been 217 UAE firms investing in India and about 698 Indian companies investing in the UAE. And this number is likely to grow. We've also seen the Commerce Minister today said that $100 billion, that is the aim of the bilateral trade. My query is that do you feel that going ahead as the economic partnership grows, India and UAE will also find common ground strategically, politically, and as you explained, in a changing world order, do you feel that the India-UAE partnership would be of a greater strategic significance than what we have seen in the past?
Once you have a solid trade and that of investments, it's natural that you are going to have a strategic security partnership along with it because you want to keep this investment safe. For example, if you're buying crude oil from UAE, it is passing through certain sea lanes. Now, you have to keep your commercial shipping safe. So your maritime or your naval cooperation is a natural corollary to the rising energy security equation between India and UAE. And as you grow, it's obviously vital that your security and strategic relationship also grow. The second thing is, look at the geographic location of UAE. It's, you know, right there, not far from Europe. It's a gateway to Africa. Then you have this Jebel Ali port, your outlet to the rest of the world. Central Asia is not far. So investing in UAE, that is Indian investment, you mentioned some companies, 600 odd if I remember, is no surprise because then you reach world markets from the UAE. And similarly, India being such a big peninsula with such a big coastline, UAE investments coming here, its scalability coming in. So it's a perfect fit between these two countries. So coming to a strategic relationship, yes, that is bound to take place. Indian Ocean security of sea lanes is going to be a major thing. And I will not be surprised if we go further, especially on the maritime dimension. IMEC is coming in. This is a maritime economic corridor. Now you need to keep that safe. Now how do you do that? You'll have to jointly deploy ships, maybe some bases outside, just to secure the corridor. So that strategic element is bound to happen between India and UAE. There is no doubt about it. But then even further, because you are engaging the entire region, we have the BRICS coming in, which are the drivers of the global economy, especially the emerging economies over there. And you have the global south over there. And in the multipolar world, these resource-rich countries and aspirational countries of the Middle East, especially big countries like Saudi Arabia, UAE, and then you have Kuwait and all, which are oil-rich. I mean, these are the countries which are going to be very, very important in driving the new world in conjunction with a big country like it. So the entire global post-COVID world order, as the Prime Minister had said in Jakarta, is in front of our eyes. Now you're fleshing out the details. And that's where, so you don't have to see India-UAE relations in a bilateral format or India-Saudi or India-GCC relations in a bilateral format. You have to now look at it in a regional format and perhaps in a global format. Because this is these countries together are scripting contemporary history in a way. The post-West world order.
Mr. Nizam, as you've explained the post-West world order, and we also see the changes that are happening globally. We see what is happening in Europe, especially in light of the Ukraine conflict. We see India's relationship with the Middle Eastern countries growing very rapidly, a development which we have seen especially in the last, I would say, 5 years, 6 years. And there has also been the personal chemistry which Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared with most of the Middle East world leaders, including the UAE's leader, Mohammed bin Zayed. How much do you think has these high-level visits, one, played in bringing India and, of course, the UAE, but also the Middle East as a region closer to India? And as you had said, that these relationships are today free of that hyphenation with Pakistan, which used to be the case many years back.
This is very important, the personal chemistry between the leaders. But we are fortunate that these leaders, that is Prime Minister Modi here and Mohammed bin Zayed on the other side, have big vision. You see, important to bond together, but also to share a common vision, which is a big vision, which is a game-changing vision. I think it's just we are lucky to have such a constellation of leadership around us to take advantage of the objective opportunities and casting it into policies and actual execution of those policies. So that is a very, very important factor which has come in. They are all pragmatic leaders, they're aspirational leaders, young population. So that is a very, very important factor, the personal leadership elements and the vision element which has come in. And we see this really fleshing out in front of our eyes. The G20 countries, the guest countries which came in, these are the countries of the future, and global south countries. We have the African Union joining it. Another fortunate thing is that, you know, we no longer have to see in terms of zero-sum games. Now, you take a case of Saudi Arabia and Iran, for example. They were at loggerheads for so many years, but those balls have broken. They have bonded together. They realize that there is a common destiny which awaits them. So, you know, for India, it becomes very easy that, you know, you are no longer in any zero-sum kind of calculation. You engage them bilaterally, that is Saudi, Iran, UAE together, and it ruffles no feathers. So the scope of collaboration in the Middle East or West Asia, Gulf, whichever, has expanded big time. And there are these corridors which are coming in to take advantage of the new opportunities which are coming. They are all Iran, for example, again, an oil-rich country, talented population, member of BRICS, SCO, close to Afghanistan, which is important to us from Chabahar here to Ghouta. So, but then if you engage with Iran, doesn't mean you will not engage with Saudi Arabia. It's just that the whole region is at an inflection point and no longer, you know, taking orders from the West, whether it's the Americans or the European powers, they have acquired, you know, what India had acquired in 98, strategic autonomy of decision making. These countries too, Saudi, UAE, are exercising their strategic autonomy. They are engaging with all. U2, you can see UAE engaging with India and the United States. But they have an excellent relationship going with other countries. China, for example, they have a very good relation. We can't shy away from that. And they have an excellent relation also with Russia. So these are new opportunities which are coming in. And these are countries which are defining and taking advantage of this. And India is very much part of this new, uncharted, multipolar world.
And in the coming days, we will continue our discussions on the India-UAE relationship and the many factors that are associated with this relationship. With these comments, we bring today's discussion to an end. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening partnership between India and the UAE. The participants were Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.